Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Tides podcast. In each episode, we invite guests to have honest conversations about their mental health journeys with the goal of destigmatizing mental health within the Asian American Pacific Islander community. Due to the nature of the podcast, we'll be discussing a variety of mental health topics and possibly triggering experiences. While we and the majority of our guests are not trained professionals, we encourage you to practice self-care while listening and seek professional guidance if you or a loved one is in need of support. With that said, let's start the episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Changing Tides podcast. I am your host, Matthew Yonemura. Today we have the fourth and final chapter of our Uprisers Family Drive live recording. It was really fun to do, and it's been really fun for me to be able to go back and listen to these interviews that we did, because I think I've said this in an intro already, but it was just such a whirlwind of a day, so it was really cool. And I think this last interview was really fun as well, because I got to talk to a familiar friend who has been on the podcast before and who really helped to make Uprisers Family Drive happen. But we got to speak to two really amazing young talents who were coming in from Columbus, Ohio to share their passion for design and for clothes. And for such young people, it was such a cool insight to hear about their work. But yeah, I'm really excited for you to hear this episode. And we are concluding this series of the Uprisers Family Drive recordings, and our next episodes will be more up to date, more that were recorded this year, 2024. So I'm excited to jump into those. But before then, of course, you should listen to this episode, which was with Michelle Hanabusa and our two designers from Ohio, Joshua Daly and Julian Rashid Noah. Alrighty, we are back with our last group for our last interview of today. Appreciate everyone who's been tuning in. I was told that my computer was covering my face, which is why it's a little slanted for the viewer, but we'll make it work. But we have a really great group to kind of close it out today. We're really excited to talk to all three of you. And I know you guys just flew in this morning, so
yeah.
We'll do our best to keep the energy up. But I kind of just want to start by everyone introducing yourselves. We can go down the line.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. I'm Michelle K. Hanabusa, founder, creative director of Uprisers, and yeah, excited for you guys to all experience Family Drive round two.
Yeah.
Today, so.
Great.
Hi, I'm Julian Rashid Noah, and I am the founder of iCandy, and you know, I'm just an overall creative, I'm graphic designer, visual artist.
Great.
And my name is Josh, Joshua Daly, and I'm the owner of Amuse, which is a creative studio based in Columbus, Ohio.
That's awesome. So I mentioned a flight earlier. Where did you both come in from?
Columbus,
yeah. Ohio.
Yeah, so hometown. It's super cool. And Michelle, do you want to maybe introduce like why they flew in today?
Yeah. So this is actually our first time meeting today.
Yeah.
We've been on email, we've been on text. I talked to your mom. But the reason why we got connected was because I met someone during my last New York trip. And learning about his organization that he co-started?
Yeah.
Columbus Fashion Alliance. We spent the whole week together and just really understanding his program, what he built, what his mission is about. Mm. Which is to make sure that there's opportunities in fashion and design and like merchandising for folks in Columbus.
Right.
And it really moved me. And when I met him earlier this year, I was like, I don't know if we can work together, but there's some synergy happening and let's continue to talk. And so as we started to build out the programming for Family Drive this year, I was like, yo, we got to do something. And that's kind of how it started. And
cool.
I think it's a really, really great way to not only get LA designers to come together, right? But like, let's expand beyond that. So you guys are here today and following suit. there was a designer that also got involved from Iowa, and this was through the Wright House, which is a very similar program to what you guys are part of, and then Atlantic Records. Wow. So it was really cool. It was like folks from Iowa and Ohio like are represented today.
I'm going to move this really quick because I noticed it's a little bit in frame. But for both, I think just to kind of lead now into why we're all here today, Family Drive, you know, I'll start on this end. But what does it mean to you to like be here at Family Drive at this event?
Man, I feel like being here means a lot to me personally just because my whole goal with the Muse is just to provide resources for the next generation to do what they love and do it well.
That's great.
So just like aligning myself with something that's progressing the youth and helping out the communities and stuff like that is very important to me to kind of stay on top of that. I think the more we reinvest into the younger generation, the stronger we get as a whole. Whether that's support with mental health or whether it's talking, whether it's just, you know, hey, I like your shirt. Like, yeah, it can be really anything, but just any type of joy that I can bring to anyone that's coming up or looking to be inspired, I'd love to do that. So that's why I'm here.
One thing I noticed is you're putting my pearls to shame, so I'm going to tuck them But what about you? Like, what does it mean to be here at Family Drive?
Yeah, honestly, like, when I first heard about it, I didn't really know what was going on when Yogi was telling me, but, like, obviously when I got more information and background about you guys and all that stuff, I really enjoyed you guys' values, and I noticed how, like, you guys were different from all the other brands where you guys made community your thing, and it kind of aligned with my kind of vision with even my own brand, where I want to build a community that feels unbothered and unbounded by the norms and kind of just express themselves creatively. And so I feel like this event as a whole just kind of reminds me of that, and I realign with that a lot. So
that's great. Now, Michelle, as the founder of Uprisers and the leader of Family Drive, what does it mean to have your second annual Family Drive today?
I'm a lot less stressed today.
That's great.
Compared to last year. I think last year I was like literally pulling my hair until the very end. Not to say that, you know, it wasn't a successful event, but I think we just learned a lot from it because it takes a lot of like power, like human power to like run all of the things, you know, that are going on. But at the end of the day, it's about connection, like human connection, and how can we get together in one space to do something that's bigger than ourselves. And I think, you know, I would love to be doing this all year round, but at the end of the day, at least there's one moment in a year where all folks who want to volunteer and do some good and do something bigger than ourselves and like still make connections, still have fun while doing it, is a great way to do it at the end of the year.
I agree. I think especially because at the end of the year, a lot of people are slowing down. But to kind of kick off the new year with an event like this and kind of close out, and at the same time close out a year with something like this and bring people together that people could never meet in other circumstances, I think is super awesome. You already touched on it, but with mental health being, you know, a big part of Changing Tides and also a really high importance for Uprisers, the other question I've been asking everyone aside the Family Drive question is, when do you think your mental health journey began? And then you're both so young. I'm like, for me, I think I was familiar with mental health really like my senior year of high school. But like, when would you say your mental health journey began?
I think I noticed like signs in my mental health pretty early on, just due to the fact I started designing when I was around 12.
Oh, wow.
So I was taking on a lot of different pressure from a lot of different areas, dealing with clients, trying to figure out how to run a business by myself and try and build up from there. So it got pretty overwhelming at first, I would say, but I don't think I necessarily acknowledged the fact that I was going through something. Probably until I was around 15, where I kind of like solidified what I really wanted to do. I was focused on mastery and stuff like that. And I kind of just found more peace in just knowing myself and knowing what I can and cannot do at the time. And, you know, we're not robots. We can't do any and everything. So just taking it one step at a time, really understanding myself, working, and just seeing the results of that.
So you said you had clients when you were 12?
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's unbelievable.
Wild.
Yeah.
So what did that look like for you? Because, like, I feel like for me even, I mean, I'm only 25, but I started working with Changing Tides when I was 23. But even certain clients that we work with, they're like, oh, they found out I'm young, right? I'm on the younger side. Not as young as you guys, but I'm on the younger side. And they immediately would be kind of like, oh, where's the supervisor? You know, where's the person at the heading?
Right.
So, like, yeah, right? Like, I'm sure you still deal with that. So, like, how was that for you at that time?
Man, it was crazy. I actually remember the first time Yogi hit me up to kind of work with the Columbus Fashion Alliance. It was in, like, the early stages. I was about 16.
Wow.
I was building my portfolio up on Dribbble. And he was like, hey, I love your work. Can we sit down and talk about a project? And it just so happened to be the Columbus Fashion Alliance. And I got connected through that. But I think it was just, it was an odd time for me because I felt like I wasn't necessarily working enough. Because I kept doing things that came very easy to me.
Uh-huh.
And it was fun, you know,
yeah.
Like, oh, I can just design. I'll do, like, well, at the time, I think I was doing esports. I was playing a lot of games
okay.
at the time. So I was connected to those communities a lot. But I started working in that. And I was like, okay, this is fun. I can make some money. I can buy some more games, you know, show off to my cousins or whatever, and I'll be set. But I think it just really just started off of me trying to do something new.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I shouldn't be as shocked as I am just because I'm aware of how early mental health issues arise with kids and how mm-hmm. quickly pressures start with young people. Like, I think the average age of when people start to see mental health issues arise is 14 years old. So it's like, you know, it's younger than what you both are mentioning. So it's like, I shouldn't be as shocked as I am. I think it's just like, to hear that you didn't think you were working enough at that time.
Yeah.
Like, but like, it comes to fruition in different ways for people. So I think that actually, I shouldn't be as shocked as I am because that makes a lot of sense. But Julian, for you, like, what about you and your mental health journey? When would you say it began? And I know you're younger, but it's like you're still under a lot of pressures, I'm sure. So what's it been like for you?
Yeah, definitely a similar story to Josh. I started designing at 13 and having clients and all that stuff like that. But similarly, like, it's the comparing. I'm at a young age. I'm also have this mindset of, oh, I want to be one of the best.
Right.
I'm always comparing myself to other designers who have been in the field for like 20 plus years. They've been mastering, and I'm just a 13-year-old kid. I'm constantly like trying to prove myself to myself, though. And so I guess that was my first moment, I guess, in just trying to, like, my mental health. And I think that's something I've been, like, or starting to kind of let go of, which is trying to stop comparing myself to other people and trying to realize that everyone has their own time of things, and everyone processes things slower or faster than everyone else. And so I think that's kind of where my mental health started. I think being exposed to more people and more, especially more people in my field, kind of also helped me, I guess, grow and evolve a little bit more. Because before, as a 13-year-old kid, I'm into like anime, skateboarding, clothes and all that stuff. But yeah, I was kind of myself because I live in like where we're from. I live in like a small town. It's like not really a city or whatever. It's not really big, and there's not really that much art stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of did it on my own. I've always been the best artist in my school, blah, 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 blah. I've always been a little bit more independent. But this past summer, after meeting Yogi and, you know, the Columbus Fashion Alliance and kind of getting connected with them, I've met a lot of creative people.
Mm-hmm.
One of those people is Josh, Greg, you know, other different people there that I met that are all in this field. And I didn't think these people like really existed, like people like me existed like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, I did know, but I just didn't know they were around my environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got connected with them, I guess it helped me become better as a person and as a designer,
mm-hmm.
because I guess they made me more comfortable in where I'm at. You know, I'm 13 or I'm 16 years old. At the time I was 16 years old. I need to let go of that. Oh, stop trying to compare yourself, blah, 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 to all these people, because there's other people like me who are all trying to come up together. And like I said, everyone has their own pace. So I guess that kind of helped me understand that. And I'm growing from that, honestly, for real.
So I think Michelle can attest to this. When you're from California, you only know California. Mm-hmm. So like when I look at
or
the rest...
Or just LA.
Yeah, or just literally just LA. If I look at the rest of the country and you told me just to name each state, it would be tough. But I am familiar with Ohio. I went to visit a friend. And you're talking about the cities you're from. I'm just curious, how far or close are you to like Gambier, Ohio? Kenyon College?
I don't even know.
Okay. That's middle of nowhere. Yeah, like, that was
that
middle
sounds
of nowhere.
Like it's probably near like Chillicothe or something. Yeah. Like
but you guys were close to the city of Columbus?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was like an hour drive from Columbus. Like, I don't know which direction, but it was kind of near Columbus. But
I will say, like, I don't think a lot of people that stay in Columbus tend to typically go out to the neighboring little cities unless they have family there.
Got it.
But yeah, I would say another thing I would like to add, just growing up, when you focus on your craft a lot, you tend to like do a lot of different things than the kids you see around you.
Totally.
So it definitely gets hard when you feel like you're an alien in your friend group because you're doing this, 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 and you don't have time to hang out. You don't have time to do regular kid things. So I honestly thank Columbus Fashion Lines for connecting me with people that are like-minded so I can be around those people that can build me up and not feel like I'm leaving them out of a conversation or I can't speak a certain way. So I really do appreciate the connection between all of that and merging it all together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like I definitely understand that because I at a time, I was like trying all these things just besides art and stuff like that, but I was kind of trying new things just kind of like to fit in because I realized like where I'm from or just the type of environment I was in with other kids, like not everyone was doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt kind of weird. And it took some time for me to get more comfortable with my creative self and just kind of like, I would say rebrand myself or put myself out there more as an artist and a creative because it wasn't like a cool thing or around my friends or like elementary school, middle school, even high school, honestly. So I've learned to like kind of be myself, have that part of me be a part of me, you know, so yeah.
So the reason why I asked about if you were familiar with Gambier, Ohio, and if that was like a similar city to where you guys are from is because I think, I mean, it's common, like people move to LA to try to get these types of opportunities. So for you, like, was it hard to see the path forward from the cities that you guys were from? And, you know, like how did you continue to be persistent regardless of not being from like Los Angeles or New York, you know?
I think honestly, it's just kind of realizing what type of environment you're in. I think for most people, Columbus is like a very nice place to live and really like enjoy life. I think it can get a little bit harder to find people that can kind of help you get to where you need to get out there. But I think just thinking of it differently for me really helped a lot in terms of, okay, this is more of a place where there isn't a whole bunch of noise going on, so I can really sit down and focus, get things working in the shadows, and then bring that to light.
Mm.
So I feel like the way we look at the environments that we're in can kind of shift how we kind of work in them as well. I think even, I want to say, maybe 2 years ago, I was thinking, like, this is the worst place in the world. I need to get out of here.
Literally,
I need someone to help me. And then I had to sit there. I was like,
sometimes.
I'm not helping anyone else, though. Like, I was like, I can't expect to be helped if I can't provide anything to help other people.
Wow. Right.
So I just had to sit back and was like, okay, what can we do to, like, really change the way things are?
Yeah.
And not just, like, how people see it, but how things are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because being from Columbus, like he said, like there's not really, I would say, people like us aren't really represented in, I guess, the culture of Columbus. Like we're here, but it's not in the surface, not really shown.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people say, oh, did you know Columbus is the third fashion house, blah, blah, or fashion like capital or whatever in the United States, people are like, whoa, really? Like, no one knows though, you know what I'm saying? So It's definitely that, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, and just to add to that, that's what Yogi kept on saying in New York, right? He was like, did you guys know that Columbus is the third largest fashion house outside of LA and New York?
And most people would never guess.
People have no idea. So it's like, they have the infrastructure. There's so much like history behind it. And it's like being able to utilize that and like bring up this next generation to have access to all of that. Mm-hmm. I was like, people need to know this.
Yeah.
So, it's really important. Michelle, what has anything that has been said resonate with you in terms of, you know, feeling like you're not working enough or starting at a young age or the thief of joy that comparison is? Like, does any of what has been said relate to you?
Yeah, I think on so many levels. I feel I did not start to, well, I didn't start designing until later because I didn't know that was a path for me. I didn't even know that was an opportunity or like a way that you can make money off of. Mm-hmm. Because growing up as an Asian American, it's like you have to be one of like a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, you know, and that's just your path. And then you have to start working in corporate and get like a really good 9-to-5 with 401k. You know, that's kind of the path and that's all that you know about. And there wasn't social media. I'm a lot older than both of you, so there wasn't social media to be like, well, there's all these really cool kids and I resonate with them available for me. So I started to morph myself to care about or get excited about things that I actually didn't care about. Mm-hmm. You know, my friends were not creative at all, and so I didn't even exercise those things for a really, really long time. I think I hit it. Mm. And I think that's why I was so unhappy. But again, around the conversations around mental health, we didn't have the tools or we didn't have the language to talk about it, right? Like it was very stigmatized. And it's like, if you don't feel well or you don't, you know, there weren't any resources to like reach out to. Mm. So I think it took me a hot minute to be like, it's okay to not be okay. There's other people that are going through the same things. Like, let's talk about it. So I did the whole route of, like, entering to the creative field in, like, a corporate setting. And I was so unhappy. I was like, this isn't how you exercise your creativity. And so I just started to do side projects. Mm-hmm. And that's when I felt like not only my voice was being heard, but then I was like, there are so many other people that feel this way. Let's make sure that our voices and our creativity is being seen. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which, or you, I think you both kind of touched on feeling like an alien or feeling like the other. Mm. Especially when you start at such a young age, you know, you're kind of, you don't discover that later on, you discover that early on in school with the people you're growing up with.
Right.
Did you ever, like, get almost talked out of pursuing the arts? Or, like, how did you stay persistent in pursuing your craft?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first, because well, a similar situation with Michelle. I come from an African background, and so similarly, when you come to America, you know, it's those four jobs, doctor, accountant, lawyer, blah, 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 you know? And so I guess at the beginning, like, I guess my family wasn't really too sure about it until, like, I really started showing, like, I'm really passionate about it. And that's kind of what helped me push, like, myself. Like, I knew I was good at art. I've always known I was good at art, but I didn't really process that until maybe 2 years ago, honestly.
Really?
2 years ago. And so, I don't know really, I guess I would say it's just me liking I was just naturally gravitated towards arts. And I guess that's what pushed me to, like, continue to keep on doing it. I don't know, when I realized, like, I was really good and that, like, I really have potential, that even made me more fueled to just create and make things that I like, things that gravitated towards me. And so, yeah, that's where I kind of get the whole creative freedom thing. Like, I feel like creative freedom is one of my main goals in just life. I want to have the ability to just create things and make them come to life. And it's one of the most satisfying things, honestly. You're designing something on a piece of paper, transfer it to the computer, and get with manufacturers and all that stuff, and then you actually get to hold the product. I feel like that's one of the most satisfying things ever, and that's what pushes me to continue to go and grow and elevate myself within this field and just in general.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I really have to just give a lot of props to my parents. Mm-hmm. I think growing up, my whole family, honestly, I like to call them the Incredibles because I feel like we all just do certain things. But I mean, I've seen my brother growing up just pursue music production and really teach himself how to do it himself. And even my dad, he started his own personal training, and he started doing another venture. So I was always seeing things being made in front of me. A lot of creative stuff too. My grandma used to always play piano. My grandpa was an artist. So I just took in all of the things that I kind of saw. I was like, okay, well, I like drawing. I've always liked drawing. I'm gonna try and figure out like a way for me to draw, but in a way that translates my voice. So I do typically do a lot of digital work. And then I was like, okay, I like music, but everyone in my family knows how to play piano. I don't want to be the same as everyone else. I'll be a DJ. So it's just like, I guess answering the questions that I used to ask myself a lot is like, okay, when do I want to do this?
Yeah.
And then finding the time to finish what I am doing to get to that part and then master that and then move on to the next using the skills that I learned from those.
Yeah. Kind of bringing it back to all four of us being here today at Family Drive. You know, what has stood out about the creators and the community that's here today for you both?
I think it's just the energy. Like, I don't think I've seen a group of people kind of like seem so excited just to be here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's an unreal experience for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll say similar thing. Just the vibe is just, it's different, honestly. It's like, I like how we're just in a space where we're all just different creatives from different backgrounds, and we're all here mm-hmm. for the same thing, you know, which is to bring the community, help the community, while also promoting ourselves and just, I guess, expressing creativity, like merging our passions to do a good thing, you know. That's like really different, I would say, because I've never experienced it in Columbus besides the Columbus Fashion Alliance, which recent, like it's like I'm saying, it's a recent thing that I've just got to be a part of. So yeah, like I really enjoy the vibe, the energy, everyone, the people, the community. It's amazing.
Well, get your high school diploma first, but then I assume that I assume the move is on your radar. I'm guessing. Well, I don't want to.
Here?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
hang out for a couple of days.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm just an East Side person, honestly. Like, I love the East Side. I've always loved the East Side. I've always gravitated, since I was a kid, I've always gravitated towards New York. So I'm aiming to go to school in New York and all that stuff like that.
Sir,
I'll be around both areas. I don't discriminate.
Got it.
I love traveling.
You know, I haven't asked. I should have asked this way before. But what? Can you tell me more about the Columbus Fashion Alliance and what that is and what that means?
Yeah. So basically, the Columbus Fashion Alliance is a network. Well, we meet up in a building called the Idea Foundry. It's a co-working space.
Nice.
They have a production lab, a design lab, and different resources for creatives to come and learn how to, whether you want to design clothing, you can use Clo3D, have all the resources you need, computers, instructors, stuff like that, to teach you like really what you want to figure out. You know, it's not really too much sifting you have to do. The information is pretty straightforward. You can sign up and get activated in the community. It's a pretty good place to just learn about the things that you've been hearing about and meet the people that are kind of behind some of the events, too. Mm-hmm. And we also do a yearly program. It's a summer internship program for the youth that want to learn more about how to create a fashion brand, what that means with merchandise, design, production, all of that. Nice. So they kind of cover the whole scope of it, and then you open up your own pop-up shop and sell your actual products.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you both go through, like, all of those different steps?
Yeah, so yeah. I went through the first program. I was on the design team. I ended up doing a lot of the design for the first cohort of kids. And then the second group of kids, I kind of like laid back and I was like, okay, like I'll let them like really figure out what they want to do, and if they need me, I'll be there. But yeah,
nice.
And then of course that's where I come in. I'm the third cohort, and I guess I was kind of put in a similar situation, like Josh, where I ended up like kind of touching every department, like merchandising, visual merchandising, design, production, all that stuff. I kind of helped design most of the collection. And I think that also kind of helped me understand the fashion industry and just creating a brand and all that stuff like that, for sure. The whole, like, I'm really blessed to like even be a part of CFA, honestly. I feel like CFA has definitely been a program that's helped me become more comfortable being around different creatives. Because, like, again, I'm still all new to this. Everything is still new. Meeting people like Michelle, you know, even meeting, like, other creatives like Josh is just all still new to me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm still trying to take this all in. I'm still trying to learn, try to get better and improve my craft because, like, again, I'm young. And so I just want to keep growing, get better, get to that stage where I want to be. And
I'm shocked that there are more creatives, considering what Michelle was saying earlier, that it's the third largest fashion
like hub, yeah.
Yeah, third largest fashion hub. So like kids aren't going to school dressed nice. It's not crazy like that.
I feel like it's not how do I say this? I don't think it's a standard.
You don't have to name anyone. I'm just, you know.
Like, you know when you go to certain places, like, okay, I feel like it's a standard to dress a certain way. Yeah. I don't think we really have that. I feel like you have a lot of freedom to, mm-hmm. you know, be comfortable if you want to, or, you know, just run to the grocery store real quick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's more so about people wearing what you're wearing, but it's more of just, like, being yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what stands out the most. Mm-hmm. Just individualistic people, you can really tell based on what they're picking up, because there's really like there's some stores, but it's pretty general. Mm-hmm. You know, Zara,
okay,
stuff like that, H&M. So when you see something that really stands out, you're like, okay, like,
gotcha.
I can understand why I could connect with this person.
So that's like your reaction to kids at school and their fashion. It's not. You don't need to say names or anything. I just.
And that also, this is like, I guess, my perspective, because again, I just now started, I guess, connecting more to the Columbus, downtown Columbus and stuff like that. That's pretty much the creative area of Columbus. So where I'm from, like, I like maybe the outskirts of Columbus pretty much. Mm. Not a lot of kids like me. Mm. So. And I've always been a little bit more different, even like when I was doing other things, I guess pulling myself away from just art and creative stuff. Mm-hmm. Even like I used to play basketball, I was kind of different. All the basketball players would wear sweatpants and all that stuff, Crocs to school. I would be the one kid, like I would try to put something on to school every day or every other day. And then I would like low-key kind of get judged for it at school because, like, oh, why are you try-harding at school? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if anything, I feel like we're like probably the outliers.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, bro, I like what I like. Like, bro, like, I don't know what to tell you. I like art, I like fashion, like, and I've always been like an open-minded person, like, and a very introspective person, and like, being around that environment is like, it's not really welcoming. Mm. It's more like, I kind of suppressed that side of myself. And so, again, like I said, I'm now transitioning into a better space where I can be myself and I can express the way how I feel. And so I'm literally learning how to express myself and my creative self with these new people. And it's a good thing. Like I said, I'm just gonna keep getting better and grow as I learn. Mm-hmm. From all these people, so yeah.
Thank you both so much. Like halfway through, like I was so in awe of your guys' age in the beginning, and then I was like, oh, I'm just talking to people older than me. And I was like, you guys are both so well-spoken, and I'm really excited to see what's in store for you both. We've added your socials into the chat for the YouTube, and then everyone here is going to know you guys by the end of the event. So
sure, check us out. Yeah, for sure.
To close out, we just have a couple minutes, but Michelle, I wanted to ask you about, you know, Family Drive and thoughts on this year and what you might have in store for Uprisers or Family Drive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're already talking to Yogi about potentially bringing Family Drive out to
Columbus.
Yeah. Columbus. Yep. So it's trying to expand cities. Yeah. My dream would be to do this quarterly.
Wow.
Mm. Right. Maybe at the end of the year is like the big hurrah, but being able to do this more consistently. I know PacSun is really dedicated to continue supporting this, and obviously without PacSun's support, we couldn't give back to the organization, right? Mm-hmm. So they've handled all the production for you guys, and obviously it's your talent that is being put onto this shirt, but 100% is going back to hashtag Lunchbag, and it's feeding 4,500 people, plus all of our donations are going to help sustain their org for the rest of the year, or the next year. And so I think we're doing so much good in one day, and I think the impact is far, for the far long bigger run, than so. Yeah,
it's really,
yeah.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm still trying to take this opportunity in, because like 2 weeks or like maybe like 2 months ago, I was not even thinking about, or like I would not even comprehend like what, you know? And so like getting this opportunity is like, I get to use my talent to and share it and help people. That's like kind of the similar thing what I want to do with my brand. I want to help people kind of in a similar situation with me, be more I want to help people be more comfortable with themselves, creatively wise, and just like, yeah, bro, like, honestly, I don't even know what to say, bro, at this point. Well, I really just appreciate the opportunity because, like, again, I'm still taking it all in. I'm in California.
I'm they, a have kid, a, they have a big shoot like, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we're like, planning it remotely.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
And again, like, this is just a shout out, but I just want to shout out my parents for just even letting me come here. Because I know my mom is very protective over me and stuff like that. But
she's like, if they don't answer my text, I'm yeah. coming after you. And I'm like,
well,
okay.
She's watching. She knows they're alive and well.
Hey, mom.
Hey. But yeah, I just want to thank my parents because also they also are a big part of who I am right now. I would say out of everyone, they've always been supportive over my art stuff. And I guess they were the early, like they were the first ones to notice it. And I know my mom used to buy a lot of every Christmas, every birthday, always buy me art supplies and all that stuff. So I also, that definitely fueled my passion for it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Any other closing thoughts?
No.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being the last interview for our live podcast. This is the first live stream we've ever done, so it was really cool. Mm-hmm. Close out with such great guests. Michelle, thanks for having Changing Tides be a part of this. Thanks to everyone that listened, but I think that about wraps it up, and you guys will be able to enjoy just the rest of everything that's going on at Family Drive.
And thanks, Matt, for all that you do year-round around mental health.
Thanks, guys.
It's so important.
Got it. Well,
thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Uprisers, PacSun, Columbus Fashion Alliance, all that. Thank you.
Thank everybody.
Yeah. All right. We're going to close out. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you so much to Michelle, Joshua, and Julian for all being on the podcast. Again, I think it's so cool to hear from Josh and Julian about their passion for design and what a young start that they have. And it's really cool to see it all happen. And it was really cool to meet them. So thank you, and if you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our show for episodes that release every other Tuesday and give us a rating or a review on your favorite podcast platform. If you would like to support our podcast and help us grow, you can do so with a donation to the link at the bottom of the episode description. To hear more about Changing Tides, follow us on Instagram at LTSC_ChangingTides or check out our website, thechangingtides.org. Let's continue to change the tide on mental health.